Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Bill Williamson, this is Silver Black Pride. This is our weekly off-season podcast. Happy 4th of July, happy would have been 92nd birthday to Al Davis on 4th of July. Of course, it's Tuesday for the podcast. It'll be on the site Wednesday morning. We're getting closer, 21 days until we get the Raiders reporting to camp. So just 3 weeks, it's getting there. We're getting closer. It's fun. You know, enjoy your summer, and Arian football is coming at us. And that is just beautiful words, isn't it? Just love it. So, you know what we do. You know the drill here. We just kind of go through what's going on the week. And you know what? I mean, not a lot going on. It seemed like there's a little more this week, in this past week, than it was the previous week. So that makes me happy. So let's just go through it. You know what? You know the drill. And I don't mean this to be disingenuous. I want you to be the most well-informed, smartest Raider fans in the nation. I really do. I'm talking about the Raider Nation, because this is a worldwide deal. And you know, you have jobs, you have lives. This is my job, so I try to get as much information as possible. I don't get everything, but I get close, and so I like just reviewing the week with you. I think that's kind of a fun deal, especially in the off season. You know, last week did a post in Silver and Black Pride. Somebody, I think it was some Pro Football Focus analyst, who said that, you know, they looked at film and Henry Ruggs was disappointing last year. And he was. But see, you know, the Raiders didn't do him any favors. They didn't put him in positions to excel, you know. And that's on the Raiders. This is a guy who only had more than 3 targets twice. You know, that's ridiculous. John Gruden said at the minicamp last month that, you know, he needs to be more of a decoy. And I think Henry Ruggs needs to get better. And I think the Raiders, I think that's spot-on analysis, is the Raiders need to playbook him better. And I think John Gruden loses patience with people, players, and he just kind of buries them. And I think that's kind of what happened. So hopefully with this offseason, you know, Derek Carr said that he thinks, you know, something's clicked with Ruggs, and let's just see, and hopefully. But, you know, I think everybody's got to do a better job. I mean, they have so much invested in this guy. He was the first receiver taken in the draft. They have to do a better job with him. So I'm really interested to see that storyline developing early in the season. There's a guy out there named David DeCastro, and some people think that the Raiders could be a fit. It's just media speculation at this point. I wrote about it on Silver Black Pride. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that would be the top thing, because I think the Raiders are okay with Denzel Good and John Simpson across from Richie Incognito. David DeCastro has a ankle injury that he's recovering from, and I don't think he's all the way recovered. At least that's what I understand from reading reports. So who knows? But, you know, until he wears another uniform, it's something to consider, right? Talk about another guy possibly a little later, another couple guys, actually. You know, Derek Carr, they did a top rating of quarterback rating of passes over 20 yards, and he was near the top last year. You know, that's important because, you know, he was not known as a, he improved in deep balls last year, didn't he? He really did. And so he did a nice job, and it's just another Derek Carr doing nice jobs. He's doing good work. And if he can get better at the age of, what is he, 30, 31? I think he's 30. He's 30. He turned 30 in March. It's only going to help everything. So, yeah. Talk that KJ Wright still could be a possibility for the Raiders. Until he's wearing another uniform, well, why not? I mean, he has a Gus Bradley connection in Seattle. The Raiders can use a vet. I think they signed Darren Lee, but they can use a vet. So we'll see. I wouldn't be surprised. Did a post last week on Silver and Black Pride on pivot points of the season, like real games that just a real must wins in a lot of senses. And I did it week 4 against the Chargers. Did it week 9 against the Chiefs. Chargers have Monday Night Football on the road. Chiefs at home in November. Cowboys in week 11 on Thanksgiving. And then the Browns, I think it was week 14. Because they had week 15. There's like 3 games after that. The Chargers, because, you know, the Raiders, we all know the Raiders have a tough end of the schedule, season schedule. But I think that first portion, that first quarter of the season, is really kind of sneaky tough as well. And I think they really need to start off well. If they don't, could be trouble. I mean, you got the Ravens at home week 1. You're at Pittsburgh week 2. I'm not so sold on the Steelers, but still. You got the Dolphins at home in week 3, and I think Dolphins are an improved team. And then you have the Chargers on the road week 4, and Monday Night Football. You know, Chargers and Raiders played 2 great games toe-to-toe last year. Everybody's talking about those Chiefs games. Chargers games are great, too. This is a big game for the Raiders. And then week 9, the Chiefs at home, obviously, in November season, getting a little deep. It's the Chiefs, it's a rival, it's their first game with them, that's huge. Cowboys is big because if the Raiders can sneak that win on Thanksgiving on a short week of rest, they'll have 10 days of rest before going into a tough December. So losing that game would be kind of a bummer mentally. So I think that's a big game. And then the Browns, hey, the Raiders may be fighting with the Browns for a playoff spot. The Browns are a team that may be very good, and it's going to be bad weather, and you're going into the final 3 games stretch. So I think if you're going to make the playoffs, you're going to really want to need to win that game. So those are the kind of reasons why those are my pivot points in the game. Talking about best players under 25 in the Raiders, and I did a poll. You know, a lot of people think that Josh Jacobs is one of the best players in the league under 25. He's 23 years old, and, you know, the Raiders have a couple other good ones. Colton Miller, who's still 25, turned 26 in October. Max Crosby, who's only 23, I think he's an August guy. There's some young core guys, which I think every team needs. I don't know if the Raiders have enough of them, and they've missed on too many picks. We know that. Henry Ruggs, let's see him, have a nice year. Let's see Bryan Edwards have a nice year, and then maybe they'll be on those type of lists as well. What else? I did a poll on the most, the biggest addition to the Raiders this offseason. And I thought it would have been Yannick Ngakoue. And it was Gus Bradley by a mile. I mean, it was just a landslide. So fans are really, 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 really excited about him. And a lot of them think he's a savior. Reasons why, because I think, his previous success in Seattle, he's a Gruden guy. And I think another reason why people are so excited about him, frankly, is that he's not Paul Gunther. Gunther was a villain in the Raider Nation by the time he was fired. And I think the Raider fans have been excited if anybody. I worry a little bit because fans are super excited about Paul Gunther, and they're super excited about Ken Norton Jr. And when Dennis Allen got the job, we just got to see it work. I mean, Gus Bradley's not going to sack the quarterback. He's not going to get interceptions himself. His job is to get his players up to that level. And going a couple years ago, if he's cheap, if he's like, get him at pennies for the dollars, maybe the Raiders get another young receiver. I don't think they absolutely need him. I don't think he's been great. He may be a bust. There's a lot of receivers who are busts in the NFL. Maybe he's one of them. But he's available because, he wants a trade. We'll see. We talk about everything, right? I don't know if we talked about this, but I saw John Gruden. We may have, but if we talk about it again, it doesn't matter. Gruden was on a list of top play callers in the NFL. And I agree with that. I like John Gruden as a guy. I don't know if he's done a great job as a head coach. I mean, he's 19 and 29. He hasn't done a good job. He's made some weird decisions. He has to win this year, in my mind. Not in Mark Davis's, but I think if he doesn't make the playoffs this year, especially in 2 years with seven teams in the playoffs, I think he deserves to get fired. I think that was just that's just the way it is around the league, but I don't expect that to happen. But he's a good play caller. He is. And he has a bag of tricks. He has, watching his offense, there's some fun plays. He's a good play caller. Is he a good head coach right now? Is he a good final decision maker? You know, again, we'll have that answer. We'll know in a few months by the end of the season. We'll either know or not, right? There's some speculation that Derek Carr could get a contract extension. You know, I mean, there's been talk about that. You know, you can go back and forth. Do you wait a little longer? Do you pay him now? You know, right now he's pretty much a pretty decent bargain. Do you wait until the salary cap is higher? But then a lot of quarterbacks are going to make new contracts. You know, but is he comparable to the younger guys? You know, he may not. He may be a little less valuable. That won't be him and his agent's argument, but yeah, so we'll see. I don't know if there's a rush, but we'll see. We'll see. It'd be cool if he got a contract extension because we can just stop talking about his future, and that would be delightful, right? Derek Carr is going to be in the American Century Celebrity Golf Tournament this weekend. I've covered that event. I would have covered it again this year, but there was just a little logistics with life and stuff. But it's a great tournament. You got to go, especially if you live in Northern California. Just go out to Tahoe for vacation. South Lake Tahoe is one of my favorite places in the country. It really is. So, you know, if you have a chance to go out there, check it out. Kenyon Drake was on the radio today, I think, Sirius, and he was saying that, hey, he's going to play a little bit more receiver. And, yeah, we'll see. I think it's just a wrinkle thing. I don't think we'll actually see him being a starting receiver. What I'm saying is I don't think we'll see his position change, but we might see him wide out a little bit. And I think the first time he does it, opposing teams are going to freak out a little bit because they're not going to be completely ready for it, you know. So that'll be fun. We'll see. It'll be a fun wrinkle. I think that he does open up the playbook a little bit. And That's why John Gruden wanted him. So yeah, let's see this bag of tricks. You know, let's see it. So I'm excited. I just don't think he's going to be again a primary receiver. I think he's going to be somewhat receiver and a guy. So that means we're going to see him and Jacobs on the field together at times, and that's pretty god dang dynamic. So cool. That's it. We did pretty good. So I appreciate you. You be safe, you be happy, continue summer. I love the summer. I live somewhere where it's too dang hot, but I still love the summer. So you guys have fun. I'll talk to you next week. See you later. This is Bill Williamson, and this is Silver and Black Pride.